T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. This is Chicago's all news station. WBBM. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM and WBBMNewsRadio.com.
WBBM News Time 10:03. It is Tuesday, November 19th. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. We have 38 degrees in Chicago under cloudy skies. We're going up to a high today of 42 degrees. Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Authorities have recovered two bodies from a car that was found in Lake Michigan's DuSable Harbor. The car belongs to two men last seen in the River North neighborhood early Sunday.
It's been so hard. It's been so hard. And not knowing, not hearing from either one of these boys.
The godmother of 22-year-old Joey Ramos said through tears, "I don't want it to be them," after police traced a cell phone to the harbor and found the car that Ramos and 21-year-old Tony Lemon had driven to the city for a night out.
It's been torture.
It's torture, and it brings closure, and at least we know.
Police said surveillance video caught the car going into the harbor early Sunday morning at the spot where Randolph Street ends in a cul-de-sac next to the blue and white ship that serves as the Columbia Yacht Club. On the lakefront, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Charges are being filed in the weekend death of a bicyclist on the south side.
Police say 40-year-old Lee Llewellyn was riding his bicycle west on 67th Street when he was hit by a Chevy Impala going north on Stony Island Avenue in the wee hours of Sunday morning. Now police say 42-year-old Sabrina Williams is charged with two misdemeanors and was given a traffic ticket. The charges include driving on a suspended license and driving in an uninsured vehicle and causing bodily harm. She was also ticketed for failing to reduce speed. Williams is to appear in court in December. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Despite objections of many restaurant workers and their supporters, Mayor Lightfoot's compromise plan to raise the city's minimum wage is moving forward.
Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, says his group supports Mayor Lightfoot's compromise designed to address complaints from advocates for restaurant workers who say they should earn the same minimum wage as others. Toya says by law, salary and tips should at least equal the minimum wage.
It is the current law we support. Strong enforcement and condemn any bad actors.
But Erica Bland with the Service Employees International Union says the numbers suggest subminimum wage workers are falling behind.
The women who put food on our tables in restaurants suffer from food insecurity and are not able to put food on their own tables without assistance.
The mayor's management plan goes before the full city council Wednesday. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Only days after news that the Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles is laying off a majority of its workers, there's word the facility is for sale. The Kane County Chronicle reports Colliers International is listing the 56-year-old resort as being on the market in what's listed as a confidential offering. The 293-room resort went into foreclosure in 2011 and was bought by Schaumburg-based Hostmark Hospitality Group in 2014. And a racist internet post has put a western suburb back in the spotlight.
Administrators say a group of students at Naperville Central High School posted an ad to the website Craigslist that featured a photo of a black student and read "slave for sale" in Naperville. The school's principal calls the post racially insensitive and says staff took swift and appropriate action to identify and discipline those involved. A statement from District 203 says it's committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment for all students. A Naperville Buffalo Wild Wings recently fired two employees and banned a customer who complained about being seated next to black people. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The days are numbered for Maya, the century plant that outgrew the ceiling of the Garfield Park Conservatory, but officials are asking for help in keeping her largely intact.
More than 12 feet of Maya is above the roof. In April, they removed a pane of glass to let her bloom. An agave plant like Maya is not used to the cold.
She's likely shivering With a shroud of snow on her.
Ray Jorgensen, floriculturist at Garfield Park Conservatory, says the plan is to bring her down before Thanksgiving, and they want to preserve the top 25 feet of Maya. Jorgensen says that involves lifting her from the top, and he says that involves a large crane.
So we're kind of hoping that someone in the spirit of the holiday finds altruism in them, you know, within them to come to our rescue, maybe.
So Garfield Park Conservatory is asking for someone to donate the use of a large crane for Maya. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The Chicago woman known as a serial stowaway will remain in jail for now.
Marilyn Hartman has been arrested several times for boarding airplanes without a ticket or trespassing at airports. This time she faces jail time for allegedly violating her 2018 probation by showing up at O'Hare Airport. A judge has ordered Hartman be evaluated for trial fitness and a possible insanity defense. She'll remain in jail pending her evaluation. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama is celebrating the one-year anniversary of the release of her popular book.
It's been 1 year since Michelle Obama's memoir, Becoming, was released. More than 11.5 million copies have been sold around the world. She celebrated the one-year anniversary of the book's release with a book signing in the nation's capital, in a bookstore. A slightly different atmosphere from many of the venues on her book tour, a rock star-style book tour in hockey and basketball arenas around the U.S., Canada, and Europe. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
Authorities say they've recovered most of the cash thrown out of a car on the Kennedy Expressway over the weekend by a man who allegedly robbed a bank in Rolling Meadows. The Daily Herald reports police have found just over $2,100 of the $2,500 taken in the heist.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.